Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay. Thank you for listening. This is My Talk 107.1, where everything entertainment. Hey.
Hey.
The Donna and Steve Show.
Hey, it's Friday again.
Yes, it is. It went by very quickly.
First full week back after the holiday. That's still going fast, I guess. Thought that was a 2020 thing. Still going fast, these weeks are. Which means we're all getting older, getting closer.
Very quickly.
To our death.
Okay.
Well, it's funny you say that. I do think about that quite often.
Oh, shocking. Hang on. Hang on. Updating my not surprised file here.
Okay. You got to. You know, you don't know. How many Christmases do you have left? How many birthdays? You know?
Yes. You're talking to a guy who's always, you know, weirdly sentimental and nostalgic and all of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So I get it. There's a bittersweetness to it all. Yeah. Is there not?
There is.
It's a bittersweetness.
Closer to the end than the beginning.
Girlfriend.
Right? Again, happy Friday.
Now, I just want to give an update to something that I talked about earlier in the week that I've been getting tons of mail about. And I know that... And I know that our front desk has been patching through a whole lot of calls that have been coming into the station. Why, you ask? Well, earlier this week, I mentioned that I would get new garage lights in my garage, which is a very often a dimly lit part of your home. Okay. And well, the reason is it's a big space and there's usually just one 60 watt or maybe 100 watt light bulb if you're lucky, and that's it. You don't have functional lights. So when I went to my parents' house, they had this light in this utility room, and I looked and said, good golly, I don't remember it being this bright in here. And I looked up, and there was this three-pronged LED light that was just shining light all over the place in a really clean, bright light. So then my brother said, we've got that light too. It's great. I went on Amazon. I found a four-pronged one, got both of them. I have two light bulbs in this garage set up because it's a three-car garage. And so one light bulb on each side. You just take out the normal light bulbs. You screw in like you would screw in a light bulb. There's no installation here. Screw in the light bulb, and it goes up and right into the ceiling. You turn the lights on, and it is night and day, the difference. It's just crazy. So we linked up to this. Didn't we link up to this the other day, D-Bone?
Yes.
We linked up to these. You can find these garage lights. But I think another place that it would work really well is if you have kind of a dank basement room, or the basement could be, if it's unfinished, you just need more functional light so that you don't feel like you're battling shadows all the time. These lights, about $21 per, which is pricey for a light, but they're LED. They're going to last for years. And it's night and day.
I don't like LED lights.
No, I don't either. And just so you know, I don't either. I have been an opponent of the LED movement because for so long, it started to change. It has put out a really harsh, bright, blue-hued light. But they have gotten smarter, and I would argue this. If there's any place where you want LED light, it's in your garage. And it's in any storage room. Whatever room your furnace is in, get this light in there. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Okay. Why do you need so much light? Just curious. Like, what's the deal?
Donna, I thought this would be really right up your alley. I thought that you would battle with the shadows and things like that. It's just
point.
Functional light. It's in your garage where it feels... I think that most garages, as they're built, just seem a little dim, seem a little dank. And this is the solution to all of that. You've got storage things in there. You're looking for tools. You want a little extra light. This thing's amazing. It's amazing.
All right. Sorry I blew up.
Dawn?
Yeah.
Don't you think this sounds like an exciting light bulb?
I do think it sounds exciting. Yes.
You know what I'll do? because I'm a giver, I'm going to send you two photos. I don't want to like post pictures of my cars. I think that's weird. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, I'm going to send you both a picture, and I want you to know I'm sending you the before picture first. Okay, so the before picture just came through.
Okay.
I want you to know pictures don't do this justice at all. Not even close. When I read reviews.
Have you ever seen anyone get so excited over a light bulb?
Because you haven't seen this light. Oh. Your eyes aren't open. I looked at reviews and people were showing pictures. Whoa. And they said, you wait until you see this in real life because pictures, as often, fail. Okay, so that's a before picture with our standard bulb. Okay. Do you see it, Donna? Wait. Or do you need more light?
You're hilarious. Okay, yep.
Okay, that's a before.
I thought
that's
this
a normal.
Was the after.
No. Okay. Here comes
that
the after.
Really and nice painting, by the way.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Now, here comes the after. Look at these side by side now. Yellow dingy light, bright white showroom light.
Oh, I see. I do see the difference.
And the picture is, it doesn't do it any justice. I showed my kids this morning. They're like, whoa, it is freaking bright, guys. It's very bright.
I don't see a picture of the, oh, there it is, the actual light. Okay, so you just screw it in and it just kind of does its
yeah,
thing.
It goes in like a normal light bulb, except there are four LED panels. Imagine a really small ceiling fan is how I would describe it.
Okay.
And then you can flex those panels up if you want the light to be shining out on a wall, or you can flex them down if you want them shining down on your vehicles or on the ground, whatever.
Oh,
you can change
it. I see. So you can move them around.
Yes, they're totally flexible.
Oh, what's the brand again?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I got Silica G. Silica G is what they're called. But
that's
you can
their
find
rap
a
name.
A variety of knockoffs on Amazon. But yeah, $21.99 for one four-paneled light bulb that will last you years.
Okay. My problem is the light bulb is under like a plastic thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's connected.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a cover, a plastic cover.
And that's probably the light that comes on your garage door opener?
When I turn the light on, it's
oh, interesting.
There, I think.
Oh,
I
we
got
to get that plastic sheath off.
Right.
I need to get
you
this LED
over?
Light. When the pandemic is fully eradicated,
right.
Fully.
Fine. All right.
It'll
we're getting
the,
there, though,
at the estate
guys.
Sale.
We're getting there. I know a bunch of.
Oh my gosh!
Hey, wait!
I know closer to the end. I told
well,
you.
Well, just no. I mean, that's how long it's going to take to fully eradicate it. That wasn't an age joke.
Oh, okay. I think it was, actually.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, our Facebook question today.
What's the first thing you would do? Not buy, necessarily. What's the first thing you would do if you won Powerball or Mega Millions? Powerball's 470. Mega Millions is 510 million drawing tonight.
Oh, my God. I better find my numbers.
Yeah.
That's easy. So
okay.
Easy.
But I think people are going to go off of... Are you thinking quit your job?
No. Oh. Not at all.
Oh.
Nice try.
I wasn't thinking that either, management.
Oh, I lost my numbers, guys.
Uh-oh.
Shoot.
You lost your lottery numbers that you dreamed about?
Yeah, yeah.
You did not.
I did. I had them written down. I'll figure it out. Don't worry. I'll be fine, guys. I'll be fine.
Oh.
When
oh, no,
we come
I'm
back,
scared.
You can go to our Facebook page and let us know what you do if you want a Mega Millions lottery. When we come back, some things that make you go, huh, what do ABBA... The Beach Boys, the Notorious B.I.G., and The Who all have in common. See if you can figure that out. That and other dumb things that you might be happy that you learn when we come back on Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Things that make you go.
This is a thing about music.
Okay, Mitch.
ABBA, the Biatch Boys, Bob Marley, Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, the Notorious B.I.G.,
yes,
Oasis.
Okay, where are you going?
Yas Queen.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg. And finally, The Who.
Yas Queen.
All have one thing in common.
They're all music makers.
Ha 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 ha. Donna, take that garbage answer and throw it out.
All right.
Think of typically the month of janvier. Excuse me, that's French. January. Mm-hmm. What generally happens in January?
Everybody makes...
In the music world.
Oh!
Everybody makes resolutions.
Let me think. What happens in the music world in January?
Think of your grandparents.
Oh, God, this is really...
If you have a good relationship...
Better be good.
If you have a good relationship with your grandmother, maybe you call her...
Nana.
Or...
Meemaw.
All right, now January music industry grandparents, keep going. Come on.
Oldies.
Someone's biting their steering wheel right now. This is fun. Now we can't give up on this line of reasoning.
All right.
January music industry.
Yeah.
Grandmother, what else might you call her?
Granny. Well, you're going to say something about the Grammys?
Yes!
The Grammys happen in February.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
My bad.
Bad clues.
Oh, well, they were supposed to happen on January 31st this year.
Oh.
And then they got, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, none of them have ever won a single Grammy.
Oh, wow.
Abba, the Beach Boys, Bob Marley, Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, the Notorious B.I.G., Oasis, Queen, Snoop Dogg, and The Who. None of them.
Queen? Well, a bunch of them. I know, Queen is shocking. A bunch, yeah, they should have won for that.
Stop.
Bohemian Rhapsody album.
I mean, yeah.
Well, they didn't, guys, which means they could also put us on that list. The Who and Donna Valentine all have never won a single Grammy.
Oh, that's funny, Steve.
Only 17 state capitals are the largest cities in their states. Bigger, not always better.
Huh. Only 7 state capitals.
17.
State capitals.
Uh-huh. Are the largest cities.
Got it.
In their states.
Oh, sure.
Second day in a row, we talk about possums. Dawn used to own a possum.
A
derivative of a gliding. It's called a sugar
glider.
Snap.
Yeah.
A sugar glider.
Sugar
but,
snaps.
But it's, okay,
that's
it's
what
called.
I should have named her.
Yeah. Sugar snaps.
It's called a sugar glider, which is a euphemism because really it's a relative of the possum. Well, now this on possums. It's impossible to poison a possum. They produce a protein that basically neutralizes any poison that enters their body, and scientists are trying to use it to build a universal poison antidote for people.
Wow.
What if in the end of all this, we ended up thanking the possums? They were the heroes of the human story.
Hmm. Things make you go, huh?
All right. Donna's going to like this.
Is she?
Yeah, you are. It's because this is the... country radio humor, you know, back in the day when there's a different scene amongst the jocks. During the Cold War, the government briefly considered a plan to mark a bunch of extra large condoms as medium and then airdrop them into the Soviet Union. It would then make the Soviet men think that their junk was considerably smaller than American men's.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Guys are running the world, right?
Hey, what if we sent them extra large condoms and said they were medium?
So bad.
Who's going to end up being the wiener of this war? I have to stretch because I only have one. Yeah, sing a whole verse because we have 4 minutes left and I only have one more stat. But this one's going to be good. You guys are going to like it.
Okay.
The first live sporting event broadcast on ESPN was a professional what game?
Air hockey.
Okay. I like where your head's at.
Table tennis.
Okay. Softball.
Oh.
This happened in 1979 between the Kentucky Bourbons and the Milwaukee
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Blitz.
People are drunk.
Schlitz.
That's a funny word, Schlitz. Hey, you know, can you hand me that can of Schlitz? Gotta be careful.
Yeah, you gotta be real careful. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid and we grew up in this small town, Springdale, Pennsylvania, 4,000 people. You would walk a few blocks away from home and go to this softball field. And we would watch this men's softball league. And, oh, they're playing softball tonight. And then you even got to know some of the guys who were really big hitters and who could hit home runs. It was so exciting as a kid, just going to the local field and watching grown men play softball. You know, like a beer league?
Yeah. Sure.
And that was just good living back then. That was all we needed for entertainment.
You and Shibes.
Shibes was in softball?
No.
Oh. Did you just see Shibes?
No, I just remember telling you to stop calling her that because she's not on your softball team.
Mary. Right. Now we're talking about Mary Scheibel, or is it Schieble? What did you guys say it was?
Scheibley.
Scheibley.
I thought it was Scheibel.
It feels like it should be Scheibel. Let's get her on. Can we book her as a guest?
I don't know. She's probably in her office. You want me to go check?
Yeah. We just want to know what her last name is, if it's Scheibley or Scheibel.
Why don't we just call her?
We have her number?
No. We could go to the front desk, but she's scary.
Well, no, she retired.
She retired after 52 years.
Sharon's gone.
Sharon. Oh,
Sharon's
my God.
Gone.
Why didn't I send her a note?
I know.
We got an email when you were on vacation.
Oh.
Yeah.
52 years with Hubbard.
Unbelievable.
I mean, really,
she must have been sinking.
Young lady. Oh,
I should have known. They had a 50th celebration for our. Now, this is our receptionist, Sharon. She's been long the watchdog. If you've ever come to our station at Hubbard, you have had to pass Sharon, and she does not let anybody through. I mean, you need to prove why you're here, and it better be for a damn good reason.
And she looked like, just to get a visual, Barb from Stranger Things, grown up.
There you go. That works perfectly. And she, it was funny, I loved talking with Cher Bear, and she just retired, she didn't die. And she, on her final day that I saw her, it was December 23rd, she had a Santa hat on, and she seemed a little extra cheery, and she said, "Don't I look festive?"
Oh.
And I should have known that something was up, because she was just a little extra cheery, a little fishy. But yeah, Cher Bear's gone.
Wow. Congrats on the retirement. That's
Hi.
Great.
I'm Mary Scheibley. Hi. I'm Mary Scheibel.
Oh, my God, Steve. Okay. Anyway, sorry, everybody.
I will. I never see her. You guys will awkwardly pass her in the hall.
Well, the only time it was awkward was when you kept making up your fake law firm.
Scheibes B and Seaman. made up of Mary Scheibley, Amy Daniels, and Dan Seaman.
Let's see if I can find her number here.
Okay.
Don't forget to play Powerball tonight, everybody.
That's
Powerball,
right. And Mega Millions.
Yes.
Is Mega Millions the same? Does that work the same way? Like,
yes.
You fill out a little card. Okay, why don't we just kind of condense those?
Fill out a card. Oh, because you're doing your own numbers.
Because I'm doing numbers.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
If I can remember, there's one number I can't remember in the seven digits.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I could use those six.
Yeah, that would be good. That still gets you like $1 million or something.
Right, Steve?
Where did you write it down? Donna, we have to find the other number.
On my ongoing to-do list.
Oh.
I know. It's a nightmare, you guys. Really hard being me with all these papers. Hey, when we come back, I wanted to talk about this. I finished The Handmaid's Tale thus far. It exceeded my expectations. I'll tell you what we know about season 4. Friday edition of the show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Getting my breaking news sounder here. I've got to check this, Donna.
Well, it's not really breaking, but I did finish The Handmaid's
No,
Tale.
No, not that. Not that.
I tell you what, we've got a phone number.
We have a phone number.
Okay.
We are going to finally put to bed, is it Mary Scheibel? Is it Mary Scheibley? Scheibley. She of Scheibes, B, and Seaman. She handles important things here in the radio world. I'm only doing this because I know that I may never see her in the next 6 months and she'll forget that all of this happened. But we're going to call her voicemail. We understand she's not in the office today, so we're going to call her voicemail to hear how what's her truth. How does she pronounce her last name?
Oh, I see. Like, hi, this is...
Yeah, and then this way we'll know what to say to her.
Your call is being forwarded to a Mitel voicemail system.
Okay. Mary Shibley.
There you go.
Is out of the office.
Whoa.
You guys were right.
Wow. I do not like that pronunciation.
You don't like
it?
Oh, I like it. I think it sounds fancy in French.
Shibley. Oh, that's really misleading.
Oh, gosh.
It should have been Shibel, I think. Shibley. Shibley.
I like it.
All right, Shibes is Mary Shibley. Shibes. Now, Donna, listen. I know how awkward you're going to feel about this. Next time you see her, someone will have told her about this, and you'll be the only one there to receive whatever awkward personal interaction happens.
All I'm going to say is, I'm sorry about Steve. That's all I have to say. She'll get it. Don't worry about it. All right, now can I talk about The Handmaid's Tale?
Yes, okay. Please.
So, Dawn, did you finish it?
No.
You didn't finish season three?
Nope.
Did you finish season two?
No.
Okay. Are you watching
it? It was so sad, but it was so sad and dark. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. But I do know one person in particular who I live with who actually used to watch it at the gym when he was on the elliptical. And he goes, it's kind of embarrassing because I'm getting through Handmaid's Tale and I don't want people to see it.
Is it on his own? Would it be on the TV, on his treadmill?
On his iPad.
So he just puts the iPad there while he's like lifting weights or
no, when he's on the elliptical or whatever. Huh. Like he'll do an hour on the elliptical and watch. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, wow. Remember we were talking about the type of music that we listen to and you were like, yeah, I don't use music in the same way you do because you need it to be upbeat, like workout type of stuff.
Yes.
Wow. Crazy. Well, it is a very dark, very, very dark, but very, very well done series. And Elizabeth Moss is amazing. She is such a great actress in this role. And it exceeded my expectations, the finale of season three.
Oh, wow.
It was so good. I didn't want it to be over. I didn't realize I had just watched the last episode.
Oh, that always sucks.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, let me just go to, episode 14. And then I come to find out that I just watched the finale. It is so fabulous, so good. And it's coming back for a season four. So if you are a fan, I've got a little bit of information. They were in production in March, but then the pandemic happened. So they only got 2 weeks before they had to shut down.
Hmm.
And then they resumed in September. So the show should be, season four should be coming back in late spring, summer. But now I'm bummed out that you don't know how it ended. Well, it was a great ending.
Okay. You could make it up and just go back a bit and lie.
Something really great happened.
Okay. Something good happened on this show.
Yes. Handmaid's Tale?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. They all got released.
Something not that good. But something really, really good happened, paralleled with something kind of
There was a woman that killed a man, is my guess.
Oh, very good, Steve. That's part of it. That's,
okay.
But that's not...
How about... can I guess also?
Yeah, sure.
What about somebody who was not fertile is now fertile?
Okay.
And
did you
say
fertile?
Her name is Myrtle.
Fertile. No, Fertile. No. No, but something even more epic.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, because the whole premise is that there are some women who cannot conceive anymore, and then there's the women who can are used as sort of like
they're the handmaids.
They're the baby makers only, and that's their place in society, and they are kept not revered in society, but also just sort of kept as mules.
They're slaves, basically. Yeah. Yep, they're slaves, and they go through this, I'll just call it a ritual, for the sake of using stronger words, but there's a ritual that they have to go through to become impregnated.
And boy, is that weird.
By the what do you call, by the commander with his wife in the room.
Yeah.
It's so weird, Steve. You should never, ever watch this.
No.
That's a creepy vibe. That's a creepy, creepy vibe.
Oh, it's so creepy. It's so wrong. It's infuriating. But anyway, I will tell you that June obviously is still alive, because if she dies, the show dies, because she's
sure
the lead. But they're bringing back some new they're bringing in some new characters, I should say. So let's see. McKenna Grace of The Haunting of Hill House and I, Tanya. Dawn, do you know who that is?
Yeah. Okay.
So she's 14 years old and she's taking on the role of Mrs. Keys. She's a teenaged wife of a much older commander.
Gross.
Who rules her farm and household with confidence. So she's probably going to be a big character. And then I just wanted to tell you, it's going to be different than what you've seen before. This is coming from the showrunner, Bruce Miller. So whatever you think is going to happen, you're probably wrong.
Oh,
so watch for that in the summer or the late spring. Okay.
Okay.
It's excellent.
Thank you. You know what I keep hearing about a different show? I keep hearing people talk about Cobra Kai. Everywhere
Me
I turn,
too.
Someone's saying you got to watch Cobra Kai. Now, I've only ever watched the first episode, which I really liked. But that was back when it was on YouTube Premium. And now it's on Netflix, all three seasons. And people are loving it. Our executive producer at TCL said he stayed up till 2 a.m. last night watching it.
Wow. Yeah, I have friends who watch it, too. And they're like, you got to watch it. It's so good. I'll check it out. You know what I did watch? I checked out the Mr. Mayor.
Oh, how was that? Darn it, I forgot to set my DVR.
Okay, so this is Ted Danson's new sitcom, and it's cute. You know, it was you know, the very first episode. I can't believe Holly Hunter is in this.
Oh, how about that?
I just can't believe it.
And why is it striking you so strange?
Because I think of her as such a movie actress.
Oh.
And I don't think of her as a network TV sitcom actress.
Sure.
But she's really good, obviously. And this basically is about a guy who lost his wife. And he's got a daughter, a teenage daughter. And she's never seen him work, I guess, because he retired early on. So he decides to run for mayor to impress his daughter. It's really cute. It's a really cute show. I don't know if I'm going to become a regular viewer of it.
I bet I will, because I really fell in love with Ted Danson in The Good Place.
Yeah.
I liked him before. I loved him in The Good Place. I found him, he is so utterly likable.
He truly is, not just as his characters,
right?
But watching him in interviews, you're like, wow, what a nice man.
Listen to his interview. If you have an hour to spend... The podcast is called Off Camera with Sam Jones, and it's a great interview with Ted Danson, and you just see how his sweetness permeates the interview.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, just going back to the Cheers days, I would have never pegged him for that kind of guy. I would have thought he was kind of, you know, cocky, but he is so in love with his wife, and it is so sweet. He doesn't care about blowing kisses at her during an interview. You know, he's just he's just a sweetheart. Anyway.
I think I'm going to go, having heard that, probably go nibble on Lou's ear maybe during the commercial break if I can squeeze it in.
Guys, makes me so uncomfortable.
To the M to the I. Anyway, Steve, did you watch The Chase?
Donna, I forgot to do all of this.
What were you doing with yourself last
night? I did watch Last Man Standing. I'm saving that until 11 o'clock when Ian Grant is here.
I heard something sweet happen.
There was, and I think that Tim Allen tipped his cap to what's to come. We'll get into that later. But at 7:30, I had told my son, we made a plan earlier in the day to play video games together. So then the whole family ended up going upstairs at 7:30, and that lasted until bedtime, and then at 9 o'clock I installed the garage lights.
Wow. Okay, I have a question.
What's
upstairs?
The video game console.
Okay, so I want a little visual of your house. Like, is upstairs the play area? Or is it, I'm picturing bedrooms upstairs.
And we have those also. there is a loft area upstairs, like a bonus room.
Mm.
And so that's where we have our little sectional couch and an entertainment center. And a flat screen, not to brag, but it's flat. A flat screen television. And the video game console. So it's, yeah, just a little spot to get away. But it's really where video games are played. And remember I got that couch where you can turn it into it's a modular sectional that you can turn into just a giant mega couch, like a bed?
Sure.
I got that. By the way, I got that from Costco.
Oh, yeah.
It ripped.
Oh, yeah.
And now I have to go through the process of returns. How do I feel there? How do you even tell them this fabric tore?
I don't know. But funny you should say that, because you know how your couch, like I have a sectional. I had to have it custom made.
Oh, because did you now?
I had to because
to the fill space the space?
Was, the space was shut up. Oh, boy. The space was weird.
It was large.
So no, not large, just an interesting shape. So anyway.
Dawn, do you have any idea how much custom sofas cost?
No, you get you just pick sizes that, you know, you put together a sectional.
So you didn't have like a cobbler or cobblers for shoes.
Or a seamstress or whatever.
It still worked.
A couch maker. No. But you know how the pillow gets all, like one of the back pillows gets all mushy at one point and misshapen?
Yes.
So I'm dealing with that right now.
Mm.
And so I went back to Macy's where I bought the couch and I asked somebody like, hey, is there like, you know, a manufacturer that sells the fill, blah, blah, blah. And he said, no, but there's a
fluffer who comes by and fluffs.
There's a fluffer in Bloomington that they use.
Oh.
You know, a seamstress or whatever.
Okay.
Gave me the name. What does D-Val do? Writes it down.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Loses the paper.
She loses the paper. So now I can't remember the name of the company.
Wow, couldn't have seen that coming.
Oh, gosh.
I know,
you lost one of your random piece of scrap paper.
Just like the lottery numbers.
Honest to goodness.
All right, you don't have to yell at me.
I'm sorry. Well, listen, I'm a man of the people. I bought my couch where I buy my eggs.
And chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. I know. I need to get some chicken wings, and I need to get a chuck roast for a poor man's burnt ends recipe that I'm trying tomorrow.
Why is it a poor man's?
Well, because normal burnt ends would come from a brisket, which is an expensive cut of meat. Poor man's is just getting a 3-pound chuck roast. And it's a workaround. Don't worry, Dawn.
All right.
Don't worry. How am I going to tell Costco about my ripped furniture? I'm going to have to send him a picture.
Yeah, or go just talk to a manager.
What, do you want me to drag that thing with me?
Good luck to you, sir. When we come back on the Dawn and Steve
show. Lou, I'm coming to nibble.
Ew, David. Burger King is going back in time. And Dawn's got a story about a connection from Britney Spears to what happened at the Capitol. We'll get to that coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Dawn and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Let's talk burgers.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Well, this is fun. Are you a Burger King person?
Oh, yeah. I love a Whopper. Had a Whopper last week.
Did you really?
Yeah. That's cool. So good. It was so good. Oh, my gosh. I could go for a Whopper right now.
I feel like if I had a Whopper, I would never... I mean, it would be all downhill for the rest of my life.
Yeah, because you'd realize how good it tastes. It's so much more fun than
that. I used to eat them when I was, you know, in college and high school and all that good stuff.
I could see you leaning against the schoolyard.
The whole yard, yep.
The whole yard, yep, yeah, eating a burger.
We had a kid in my class whose dad owned, like, all the Burger Kings in town.
Nice.
Yeah, and so we had... When we had a party at school,
like
for his birthday and stuff, it was just, they'd bring in Burger King.
That's so great.
And Burger King always offered a nice option other than the Chicken McNugget from McDonald's. Oh, it was more of a chicken strippy thing. It was different. So like a chicken nugget and a chicken tender, if they met at a rave, it would have produced the chicken tender thing from Burger King.
And they had this orange drink because they didn't want to give kids soda. So it was
That was always my go-to, the orange drink. So good.
Like, what did they think? What did they think was the unhealthy thing? The carbonation?
I don't know.
I mean, you know.
Maybe there's more sugar. I don't know.
It's dumb.
It was a sugar bomb.
All right. On Thursday, as in yesterday, they announced that they are they're doing this branding redesign, which includes its logo, its food packaging, its restaurants, and they're trying to reflect the evolution of their 67-year-old burger giantness.
Let her go here, Dawn.
Anyway. They've been doing a lot in terms of food quality and experience, and they felt that putting a wrap around all of that with an upgrade visually would help to signal to their customers that they're evolving.
Okay.
It's kind of retro. It's really fun.
I like these retro things. They make me feel good and nostalgic.
Me too. I love it.
I do too, and I actually think that they're even doing that with uniforms.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to see?
Polyester.
The old flame broiled Have It Your Way commercials with Dan Cortese from MTV. Cortese? Remember those? Is it Cortez?
Yeah.
You know who?
Shibley ruined me. Mary Shibley ruined me as a broadcaster.
Oh, that's funny.
Let the record.
Shibley. It's Shibley.
Is it Lee or Lay?
Lee.
Shibley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like
calm down. It's not that hard, Steve.
All right, Dave Cortez.
We do have one of their commercials here.
Oh yeah,
we're talking about Dave Cortez-y more. Okay, here we go. This is the old commercial.
All right.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Let's.
Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
I love it.
Oh, she knew all the words.
Yes, remember it?
No.
That's what I liked about Burger King when I was a kid, is that you can customize your order. You don't have to take it the way it is.
May I play an old thing now?
Yeah. Or it's not my show. Ask her.
It's not mine.
Donna, permission? No, your name's first, Donna.
Oh, okay. Is that how it works? Okay.
I think it's 51-49. Yeah, you're a majority shareholder.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. This is Dan Cortez. Bye. This is Dan Cortez doing his old BK TV commercials. You remember these?
I love this place. Dinner. It's a whole new thing, and it's happening at Burger King.
That's actually all we need to play.
No, I don't remember those.
You don't remember those?
No.
Oh, man, he had a backwards hat on. His hair was long. He looked so cool. So cool. Oh, my gosh. Dan Cortez. I had a guy crush on him.
Oh, really? Oh, that's sweet. All right. Well, that's what I saw. So be on the lookout for new uniforms, new branding. Burger King. Now, Dawn, what do we know about Britney Spears' connection to the riots at the Capitol?
Okay. So her ex-husband, not Kevin Federline, the other one, he had a front row view.
Oh, do you mean the one she married in Vegas?
Jason Allen Alexander.
Yeah, they were married for like 12 hours.
55 hours after their wild wedding.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay. So he was taking selfies in his political beanie going on. He was just having a good time, wanting to really feel like a part of something probably. Do you think that I am trying to be kind here and hoping that there are a majority of people who attended this, since there were so many people there who didn't know it was going to get to that level?
Yeah, I do.
Because I can't believe that all of these people would be completely on board with something like this. And then maybe I'm hoping that they sort of backed away slowly.
I'm hoping for that as well, unless they got caught up in the whole, you know,
mass hysteria.
Yeah. Yeah. You could only assume that there are always going to be some bad eggs in a group of peaceful protesters that make the
protest turn into a riot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, interesting.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, she married Jason Alexander, huh?
Well, there were other people who were joking about Brett Favre. So the protester who made his way into Nancy Pelosi's office and has that now famous photo with his foot up on her desk and he's pointing down. Someone tweeted and said, wow, crazy that Brett Favre shot his latest Wrangler ad in the midst of the riots.
Oh, no.
And he does kind of look like Brett Favre at a quick glance. You know what I thought? So for those people who are in photographs that will be forever remembered, chances are that let's say that guy, let's call him the Favre lookalike, okay, who was in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Mm-hmm.
That photo will be remembered forever. And I bet that there were a lot of people who knew him, know him, work with him, whatever, who would probably be shocked to see that picture because maybe you knew that someone you know was going to a protest.
Right.
But then as it escalated to the point where it did, and then these pictures circulate of the, you know, the anarchy in the midst of the U.S. Capitol, I just feel like, wouldn't that be such a surreal moment if you saw a friend of yours or a family member or an uncle and you're like, oh my gosh, they're the one at Nancy Pelosi's desk?
Like watching America's Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my God, that's my neighbor.
There you go.
Or worse yet, if you're sitting watching TV with the guy.
That's my roommate.
Right. And you're like, I'm just going to run out to get some gas.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, that guy's going to jail.
Jeez Louise.
Let's hope.
I mean, seriously, didn't he steal something off her desk also?
Oh, so many things happened.
It's just awful.
More about that Jason Alexander guy. He kind of likes protests because TMZ caught up with him the last time in August. He had joined the hashtag Free Britney movement. So he was out gathering the outside of the L.A. courthouse where the hearing was taking place on her conservatorship. So.
Wow.
I wonder if they still speak.
Maybe he just really likes to protest.
Stop it. All right. Well, I bet there were a lot of other famous people who were there as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not even Dancing with the Stars famous, that guy.
Forgot about him.
Yeah.
What a quick little blop of celebrity stardom that he had for what, a 55-hour stretch?
Yeah.
One of the most famous people in America?
You're married 55 hours, right?
Wonder what the high point was of the 55 hours and when they hit rock bottom.
Hour one.
Anyway, when we come back, lot of music news today.
I want to hear this Duran cover of David Bowie that we talked about yesterday, and now we actually get to hear
it. It's, in my opinion, very good. Oh. I'm not familiar with the song, though, weirdly. They covered 5 years, but sound outstanding. We'll get to that. Miley Cyrus lost her puppy. She wrote a song about her a few years ago. You gotta hear it. It's so good. That's all coming up in the beat on My Talk.